So now that we've discussed the foundations of Bracha Rishona, why it is that we make a Bracha Rishona, and what type of Hana, what types of benefit require us to make a Bracha Rishona, so I want to get into the details of some of the specific Bracha Rishonas, and we'll start with the main one, the first one, which is the Bracha of Hamotzi. And there's this common phenomenon or common idea that whenever you have multiple foods in front of you or you have some type of food and you really don't know what bracha to make, so if you just have a little bit of bread, you say a hamotzi, then you get out of all of the sfeikos, you get out of all of the doubts about other foods and what brachos you should make on them because the hamotzi covers all the other foods. So is that really true? So I want to discuss that specific issue, and this is going to lead us into a much broader topic about what foods hamotzi covers during the course of a meal. But in order to tackle that topic, we first have to really understand more conceptually what the bracha of hamotzi really is. So let's set out with the issue, with the problem, or kind of just the mystery of hamotzi in the first two sections. So the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, this is the opening Mishnah of the Perek Ketzem Nevarchin. So it tells us, Ketzem Nevarchin al haperos, what brachos do we make on fruits? Al peros o'ilan o'omer bari priya eats. So you say bari priya eats on fruit of the tree. Chutz min ayayin, shal ayayin o'omer bari priya gafen. So wine is the exception. The al peros ha'aretz o'omer bari priya adama. So on vegetables, you say bari priya adama. Chutz min apas, except for bread made from wheat or other greens. Shal apas hu omer hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. So right away in the Mishnah, we have two exceptions to general rules. General rules are that on something that comes from a tree, you say, oh, eat, something comes from the ground, you say, oh, adama, but borei priya gofen on wine and hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on bread, those are exceptions to the rule. And the question that we might want to ask just when reading the Mishnah is, are these more quantitative distinctions or qualitative distinctions? So what I mean by that is as follows. Are we saying hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on bread just because bread is like the most important food and therefore it deserves its own bracha? Or is hamotzi really a different type of bracha from the other brachos that we make? Could we maybe set out an argument that hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz is a unique type of bracha, and maybe that is why it's singled out? So the truth is that we find some evidence of hamotzi being unique, and one of those streams of evidence is that hamotzi may be the only bracha rishona de'oraisa, the only biblical bracha rishona. So why would we say that? So the Gemara Brachos Lamed Hei, source number 2, tells us that there's a kal v'chomer. Ashkachon la'acharav. So based on the earlier part of the Gemara, we found that there is a bracha achrona. But lefanav minayin. How do we know that we're supposed to make a bracha before we eat? So the Gemara says, halo kasha. That's not a difficulty. Da'asa b'kal v'chomer. We can use a kal v'chomer. Kishuhu saveh mivareich. If you have to make a bracha when you're full, kishuhu ra'iv lokol shakin. When you're hungry. So is it how much the more so do you have to make a bracha? So we draw a kal v'chomer from bracha achrona to bracha rishona. The Torah tells us to say bracha achrona, berkas hamalson. If the Torah tells us to make a bracha afterwards, then of course we have to make a bracha before we enjoy the food. So at first glance, we might think, well, berkas hamalson is a bracha d'oraisa, right? The Torah in Parshas Ekev tells us to say berkas hamalson. So if we're learning out bracha rishona from berkas hamalson, we might think that bracha rishona also is a bracha d'oraisa, is a biblical obligation. Tosfos says, hold your horses. Source number 3, lav kal v'chomer hu. It's not a real kal v'chomer. De'im kein te bracha de'lefanav midaraisa. Because if it were a real kal v'chomer, then this bracha rishona, the bracha that you make before eating, then it would turn out that it's de'oraisa. But that doesn't cohere with other evidence that we have in Maseches Brachos. Because earlier in Maseches Brachos, hadaf chaf aleph, so we're told that in certain cases, like Baal Keri during Takanas Ezra, he would not make a bracha rishona. And also we have other evidence that maybe certain poalim, certain workers who are pressed for time and need to fulfill their obligations to one who hires them to their employer, so they also wouldn't make a bracha rishona, even though certainly they do have to say, in both of these cases, a bracha achrona. So Tosos notes that there's a distinction between berkas hamazon versus bracha rishona. He says, if that's the case, then this kavachomer can't be a real kavachomer, because otherwise there shouldn't have been any distinctions. However, we do find that according to some, hamotzi defies the rules of bracha rishona. So take a look at the tour, source number 5. So the tour writes, v'imhu mesupak imbirech imlav. What happens if a person is unsure whether they said the bracha? whether they said a bracha rishona. You took a bite of your sandwich, and now you're not sure. You can't remember. Did I say hamotzi? So the Torah says, kasav harambam zal, yevarich misafik. So the Torah says that according to the Rambam, you should say the bracha, since you have a doubt as to whether you said it or not. The Torah writes, "V'nira she'ino ela midirabanan v'lo yevarich misafik." The Torah says, "I don't understand why the Rambam is saying that. A bracha rishona is only midirabanan. When it comes to doubts for a rabbinic obligation, we say safek dirabanan lahakel. We're lenient about those rabbinic doubts, so you shouldn't say the bracha. And in fact, that's the way that we paskin. If you take a look at source number 8, imhu mesupak in birech hamotzi imlav eino choser umivarech. If a person's not sure whether they said the hamotzi on their sandwich, so they don't go back and say the bracha." But the Torah quotes the Rambam as saying that you would make a bracha. Now, the truth is, if you look at source number 4, and if you look at the more accurate editions of the Rambam, the Frankel edition of the Rambam never said this. The Torah says that the Rambam said it, but the Rambam never said it. He gets a reputation for saying it. However, there were others who did say it. You look at the source number 6 or source number 7, the Mordechai in the Brachos, and also the Sefer Ho'aguda. These are both Rishonim who say that if one forgets to say Hamotzi, so then he need, sorry, not if you forget, but if you're not sure whether you said Hamotzi, you have to say it out of doubt. Now, is that true for all brachos? If I took a bite of my apple and now I forgot whether I said ha'etz, would those Rishonim agree that I also have to say ha'etz? So no. They only say this about hamotzi. Hamotzi is the exception to the rule. And the question is why? Again, we don't paskin this way, but still the fact that there is such an opinion requires some explanation. Why would it be that hamotzi defies the rules? Whereas when it comes to all other bracha rishonas, we don't say it if we have a doubt, but for hamotzi, we would. It's the only bracha deoraisa. Why would that be the case? So that's one little quirk. Another one. Take a look at source number 9 in the Rashba. So the Rashba quotes the Ravid. Kasav ha-Ravid zal, de'ein mevarchin hamotzi, ela be'ochel kezayis. You say hamotzi only if you have a kezayis worth of bread. But if you eat less than a kezayis, so then betchila mevarich bari mine mizonos, ulavasov mein shalosh. If you have less than a kezayis, you would say mizonos and ala mechya. V'yaf al gav de pachos mekezayis lekamazon, even though less than a kezayis is not considered something that satiates, mikomako mine mizonos. So nonetheless, you're eating the type of food that would satiate. So according to the Ravid, in order to say hamotzi, you need to have a kezayis of bread. You would not say hamotzi on less than a kezayis. The Rashba goes on to quote a Yerushalmi, which seems to go against the Ravid, and he resolves how the Yerushalmi can still cohere with the Ravid. But then the Rashba eventually rejects the Ravid. Take a look at the second paragraph, the last two lines. You say hamotzi even on less than a kezayis. She'ein habracha mishtanis. Bein shiur lepachos mikeshiur. The bracha does not change based on how much food you consume. If I have just a little bite of an apple, I still have to say ha'etz. Did we ever hear of someone saying that only if I have a kezayis of an apple, I have to say ha'etz? But if I have less than a kezayis, then I don't say anything or I say a different bracha? No. So the Rashba says, why is the Ravid saying that that for hamotzi, the line of demarcation is a kezayis? Again, hamotzi is breaking the rules. Bread is breaking the rules. Tosos in Yuma, an Ayin Tes, source number 10, is sensitive to this issue also. And they connect it back to our previous discussion. Say, V'af agav debresh perek yitzad mevarchim, nafkal an bracha l'chadchila mikav achomer bivasov keshu saveh mevarich keshu roiv lo kol shekein. So they say, even though in Andaf Lamed Hey in Brachos, we learn out a bracha rishona from a bracha achrona, mikomakom lo shayach lemeimar dayo, uvemashahu mevarich alav tchila, af agav delo mevarich alav basof. So Tosos is saying like this. Maybe if we learn out hamotzi as a kal vachomer from benching, so what's really the origin for hamotzi? Birkas hamazon. If it weren't for birkas hamazon, we wouldn't know about hamotzi. It's only because we have Birkas HaMazon that we can say, Kal v'chomer, I have to say Hamotzi. So Tosu says, you might have thought to say, well, if I'm learning out Hamotzi from Birkas HaMazon, then whatever rules apply to Birkas HaMazon, to benching, should also apply to Hamotzi. How much do you have to eat in order to bench? A kezayis, at least a kezayis. right? So maybe I should have said that just as I bench only on a kezias, so too I say hamotzi only on a kezias. Because after all, I'm learning bracha rishona hamotzi from birkas hamazon. But Tosfos says no, because they're consistent with their opinion. They say no, the ha kavachomer lesa legiloi milsa ba'alma. It's not a real kavachomer. It's not really that I'm learning out bracha rishona from bracha achron. I'm not learning hamotzi from birkas hamazon. It looks like that, but it's not really what's happening. But if that were the case, then I would have applied the same rules. So again, we're stuck. Why does the Ravid pick on hamotzi and bread as the one exception to the rule where it takes a kezias to say a certain bracha, to say the bracha rishona of hamotzi lechem in aretz? Now, again, we don't paskin like the Ravid. If you look at source number 11, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam and the Rashba and Tosfos and most of the Rishonim, that even if you have just a little morsel of bread, so you would still say a hamotzi. So we don't paskin like that opinion, but it still requires explanation. So we have two mysterious opinions, neither of which we paskin like, but I think both are very informative or indicative for what hamotzi is really all about, even for the way that we do paskin. The first mysterious opinion is that hamotzi might be the only bracha rishona that's deoraisa. And the second mysterious opinion of the Ravid is that we would say hamotzi only on a kezias. So turn to page number 2, and let's try to solve this mystery with the main sugya, with the central topic of hamotzi exempting other foods. So the source for this is the Gemara Brachos Mem Aleph Amid Beis, source number 12. This is actually the Dirshu topic for today. Unfortunately, we didn't get the recording out yet, but we know before tonight. Okay. So, Amar Rav Papa. Hilchisa, the halacha is, Divarim Habaim Machmas Hasuda Beso Hasuda. If you have food that come on account of the meal, meaning they are meal type of foods, they are meant to contribute towards the meal, towards the satiating of the meal, and Beso Hasuda, you bring them out in the middle of the meal. And what we're talking about when we say a meal here is that you started the meal with bread. You broke bread to start the meal. So the Gemara says, Ein tu'unim bracha lo lifneim v'lo la'acharem. You don't say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. Right? So if you break bread, you have a meal on Shabbos, right? You have your challah. We don't say any other bracha rishonas throughout that. I'm not talking about dessert for now, but you know, you bring out the main meals. You bring out the main course. You bring out the cholin. You bring out whatever. You don't say a bracha rishon on that, and you certainly don't say a bracha achrona because it's all covered by benching. So the hamotzi covered these foods, and the benching covers it at the end. However, v'shalo machmas hasuda beso hasuda. What if you bring out some foods that are not really meant to satiate? And we'll discuss this much more thoroughly as the weeks go on. But if you bring out some appetizers that are not really meant to satiate, they're meant more like a dessert. So then, tu'une bracha lefneim ve'in tu'une bracha la'acharem. You make a bracha before, but you don't have to make a separate bracha after. And then la'achar suda tu'une bracha bein lefneim bein la'acharem. If you finish your meal and you haven't yet benched, and then you take out more food, meaning the bread has been taken off the table, and you've completely finished your meal, and now you have other foods that are not really part of the meal, so for those you have to make a bracha before and after. But what I really want to focus on just for tonight, we're going to do that brisa, you know, rigorously during the next couple weeks. But what I want to focus on for tonight is the first halacha, which is known to all of us, that if I say a hamotzi, that exempts the other foods that I have during the meal, as long as they are meal type of foods. Yep, I don't have to say other bracha rishon. Why? Why is that the case? If I asked you, why would you think? David, what do you think? No, I put you on the spot. Anybody else?
Chashivas.
What do you mean by chashivas? That lechem is more, the bread is more important.
And therefore, because you have bread at your meal, everything else kind of spiritually worships it. And then it just...
Spiritually worships.
Okay, good. All right, so let's see. Yeah, David.
It takes a lot of work to make your bread, so you appreciate what you have. You put a lot of...
Okay. Nice. Okay, so maybe that goes into making the bread more significant. Yeah, no.
The same as wine? Say
in what way?
If you have wine, you don't have to make shakwa and other drinks, right?
Yes, right. That's going to be the parallel sugya to hamotzi. Absolutely. But the question, I guess, for both is why, right? Okay, so take a look at Rashi in 13. Very important Rashi here. You could easily miss this Rashi. It's very, very important to see. So Rashi says in 13, Shalom achmas hasuda besoch hasuda. So what are types of foods that are not part of the meal that are brought during the meal? So Rashi writes, kegon daisa. something like a porridge.
Cream of wheat.
Huh?
Cream of wheat.
Okay. V'chein keruv v'tradin. And also different types of vegetables, radishes. She'enon lifton. They are not meant as an accompaniment to the bread. U'ba'in lemazon v'lesova. They come in order to satiate, but they're not an accompaniment to the bread. Right? You don't have your bread together with your oatmeal. You don't have that in one bite. You don't like take your bread and dip it into the oatmeal. So Rashi says, "Tu'unin bracha lefneim." Those things, even this porridge, oatmeal type of dish, it requires a bracha rishona during the meal. Wow. So when Rashi had his meal, he made a separate mizonos on the daisa, even if he had bread at the beginning of the meal. Why? So writes Rashi, "Tu'unin bracha lefneim, delav tfeila ninhu." So Avi, because they're not secondary to the bread. Ve'inon bichlal lechem deniftar bibirkas hamotzi. You can't consider it part of the category of bread on which hamotzi was recited. They're not secondary to the bread. So for Rashi, the key is that in order for hamotzi to cover other foods, the other foods have to be considered nichlal, included, wrapped up, subsumed by the bread. Tosos jumps on Rashi. Says, Rashi, I don't understand it all. Take a look at 14. Tosos says, I didn't put on the whole Tosos, but Tosos says, Rashi, if this is really what this Gemara is trying to say, I don't understand why it had to say it. We have an explicit Mishnah that talks about the rules of Ikar Vitofel, that if you have a primary food and a secondary food, you have a cracker, and you put on some peanut butter on top of the cracker. You don't make a bracha on the peanut butter, you make a bracha on the cracker, because the cracker is the Ikar, and the peanut butter is meant just to service, you know, just to make the cracker better. That's called Ikar Vitofel. We'll discuss that throughout the year also, Bez Hashem. So Tosel says, Rashi, if this is talking about Ikar Vitofel, like you want to say, then why did the Gemara have to say it? We already know that from the Mishnah. Why are you bothering me? So Tosel says, no, Rashi got it wrong. And this is really what the Gemara means to say. 14. Alkein Pireshri, Devarim Habayim Machmas Asuda B'soch Asuda, things that come on account of the meal. They're satiating parts of the meal. Klomar harigilim lavo machmas hasuda bepas. They generally come during a suda of bread. Sheregilim laochlon imapas. It's normal to have these foods together during a bread meal, but not in the same bite as the bread. Not like you take the bread and dip it in. It's just that when you have a bread meal, you usually have these things also. So what's included? Kigon basar, vidagim, vacholmine kedira, meat, fish, dishes. You bring them out during the meal. So then they don't require a bracha before or after. That's how we paskin, right? Whenever we bring out our meat on a Shabbos meal, we wash before. So you don't say a bracha on it, even though you're not dipping your challah together with your meat. Ah. And why? Afilu achlam besoch hasuda befnei atzman below pas. Even if you have them independent of the bread, since they're coming on account of the bread, it's only because you're having the bread meal that you're having those also, so therefore they're exempted. So the way the Sefer Vizos HaBracha explains this Tosos is that Tosos is saying a similar concept to Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why the other foods are exempt is because they are actually secondary to the bread because they're eaten in the same fell swoop. Tosso says it doesn't actually have to be eaten in the same bite, but as long as it's eaten as part of a bread meal, it's considered secondary to the bread. The Ra'ah says something totally different that I think can answer all of the questions, all of the mysteries that we've put out so far tonight. So the Ra'ah explains that really Hamotzi functions on two different planes. And this is a big, big yesod in the Bracha of Hamotzi. It'll totally change the way that you think about the Bracha of Hamotzi next time you say it. So the Ra'ah says in 15, Sha'alu es ben Zoma. They ask ben Zoma, why is it that food that you have during the meal does not require a separate bracha before or after? So Amar lahem, ha'ulu pas potartan. Ben Zoma said, because the bread exempts it, the hamotzi exempts it. Says the Ra'ah, second line, perush. Lav midin tfeila. This is not because the other foods are secondary to the bread. D'lo chashiv lo mikrei tefila klal. It's not considered secondary at all. Elo b'shenech al imo kigon dvarim abayim l'lafis hapas. The only things that are considered tofel to an ikar, secondary to a primary, is when they're eaten together. the peanut butter on the cracker. So then, fine, that's ikar v'tafel. But that's not what's happening here. You're having meat or fish separate from the bread. Hakol hicha delav hachi lo mikre tefila. If you have it separate from the bread, it's not considered secondary. So then why does the bread exempt it? Why does the amotzi exempt it? Ela hachi kamar. This is what he means to say. Hoil upas potartan depas ikar su'uda. The mainstay of the meal, the staple of the meal, is the bread. Upas chashiv, the bread is considered significant, uchidai, and worthy enough, liftor eskulon b'sheboin machmas hasuda, to exempt anything else that comes on account of a meal, lefishuhu ikar su'uda lechol adam, lechol dvar m'habayim acharav machmas suda. Bread, you know, very often in the Torah, or just in the words of in Torah Shebichsav, the word lechem sometimes means bread itself, but sometimes it just means sustenance. How do we describe the man? Lechem min hashamayim. Lechem min hashamayim, the heavenly bread. But the man wasn't just bread, right? We know from Chazal it could be whatever you wanted it to be. Why? Huh?
It came out of the seed.
Okay, good. So why was it lechem? Why was it called lechem min hashamayim? Because lechem is the term that's used to describe sustenance, to describe satiating oneself, filling oneself with a meal. So what the Ra'ah is saying here is that hamotzi is a bracha on the meal. The bread is what says I'm having a meal. Because bread basically, bread is the meal food. So if I'm having the meal food, I make a bracha on that bread. In so doing, I'm making a bracha on the meal. So any food that I have as part of the meal automatically gets included in that bracha. Not because it's secondary to the bread. But because the hamotzi is a bracha not only on the bread itself, but on the meal. So now hamotzi is different from all other brachos. When I say ha'itz on an apple, all that I'm doing is saying a specific birkas hanenin on this apple. On a fruit of the tree. When I say a hadama on a carrot, I'm saying a bracha specifically on a vegetable, on something from the ground. When I say hamotzi, I'm doing two things. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in source number 19. V'nimtza sheshnei piturim yesh. There are two exemptions that flow from hamotzi. Ho'echad ma'she hapas poter. One of them, which is that bread exempts other things. V'hainu hama'acholim sho'uchlim pasim ohem. V'apturhu mishum ikar v'tafel. Sometimes the bread exempts other things because the bread is always considered the main part of the meal. So other things are secondary to it. V'hasheni, but the other one is what the Ra'ah says. Mashebirkas hamotzi poteres. It's the bracha of hamotzi. It's not the bread. It's the bracha of hamotzi that exempts the other foods. We could say it in other words. There, when you say hamotzi on bread, really there are two things going on that exempt all the other foods from a bracha. Number one, that you're eating bread, so the bread covers the other foods. But what about if I have other foods that might not meet the criteria to be covered by the bread? Nonetheless, they're exempt. Why? Because I said hamotzi. Because hamotzi is a bracha on a meal. And when I say a bracha on a meal, that includes everything that I have as part of the meal. So now let's go back. Why would it be that that hamotzi... That I say hamotzi only on a kezias, like the rivet. So if we say, right, if we say that it's the bread itself, so maybe even less than a kezias. I'm having the bread is the chashav food. But if it's about the meal, I can't have a meal on less than a kezias. How do I know? I have a great proof. I don't bench on less than a kezias. Benching is on having a meal, right? So if I have less than a kezias, I didn't have a meal. So says the Ravid, you can't say hamotzi without that. Now, we don't paskin like that. We say that even on less than that, you would still say hamotzi, perhaps because we accept both of these concepts. You say hamotzi both for the meal and also for the bread item, for the food itself. And on less than a kezias, you still have to say that. But what the Ravid highlights is that hamotzi is functioning on that additional role. Why would it be that hamotzi is the only bracha deoraisa? Take a look at source number 7. The Birka Yosef quotes from the Chidushei Anche Shem. Chidushei Anche Shem was written by Rav Shlomo Kluger. And he has notes on the Mordechai. And he writes like this. V'yesh lomar, the birkas halechem, ratza lomar hamotzi, ubirkas hamazon. When the Rishonim say that a bracha on bread is the bracha de'oraisa, is the biblical bracha, they're really referring to two different brachos. A bracha on bread encompasses both a bracha before and a bracha after. Birkas hamazon after, we know that from Parsha Sekev, and then we also have birkas hamotzi. Why? Because the Torah never instructs us to make a bracha on a specific food. That's what Chazal told us to do, because we're not allowed to benefit from this world without making a bracha. But what the Torah did tell us to do is to have a bracha on a meal. And it tells us to make a bracha at the end of the meal, and we derive from that that we have a bracha before the meal as well. And perhaps that would be the reason why it would be a bracha de oraisa, according to some. Now, this has a very real nafkamina with, and we'll finish up with this, a very real nafkamina for the question that we posed at the very beginning. Does it really work to say, I don't know what bracha to make on XYZ? Let me have a little piece of bread, I'll make a motzi, and then I won't have to make a bracha on anything else. Does that really work? So look at the Mishnah Berurah in source number 18. He quotes from the Magen Avraham in Os Gimel. If you don't really want to eat the bread, you just want to take some bread so that you get out of all the other doubts. You have a little bit of bread in order to exempt the other foods from brachos. Kasfu ho'achronim, this is the Magen Avraham, the yesh lehistapik im yachol lefotram. The Magen Avraham is not sure, does that actually work? The lo shayach lomar shem nitpalim lehapas. How can you say that the food that you don't know the bracha on, it's secondary to the bread? What? You didn't want the bread at all. You want the other food. You just don't know what bracha to make on it. So you're trying to wiggle your way out by having the bread. But you don't want the bread. So how can you say that the other food is secondary to the bread? It doesn't make any sense. So he says, maybe that doesn't actually work. But then he says at the end, or maybe, maybe since usually you say a hamotzi on the suda, so therefore it covers all the other foods. The Prima Gadim, when explaining the Magen Avraham, says that it's exactly this chakira, it's exactly this conceptual distinction that undergirds this suffik of the Magen Avraham. If the whole idea of why hamotzi exempts other foods is because of ikar v'tafel, like what we saw from Rashi, that the bread is most chashuv, it's the most significant item, and therefore everything else is considered secondary to it, well, then you actually have to want the bread. If you don't want the bread, you only want the other stuff, then you can't consider it secondary. And then the hamotzi won't cover the other foods. But if you tell me that the hamotzi is being made on the meal, okay, so you decided that you don't want so much bread for this meal. You're, you know, watching your carbs, or you're on a gluten diet or whatever, right? So you don't want so much bread at this meal. You want the other things that are available. But you said hamotzi because there is some bread. Well, once you said hamotzi on that bread, that's a hamotzi on the meal. Once I made a hamotzi on the meal, that covers all of the meal foods. And that's exactly the safek of the Magen Avraham. So by having a clear understanding of how hamotzi functions, that's how we get to, does this really work? Is it really effective to have a little bit of bread in order to exempt the other foods? Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So first of all, if one has less than a kezias of bread, certainly the hamotzi is not going to cover the other foods. In order for the hamotzi to cover the other foods, you have to have at least a kezias. The Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing to do is to just not eat the bread and to figure out the right bracha on the other foods, to make brachos on all the other foods. However, Rav Moshe, in source number 20, says that me'ikr hadin, as long as one has a kezias of bread, then he can rely on the lenient side of this question, and he can say that his hamotzi covers the entire meal. And that's why maybe you've seen in the past where someone will have some bread in order to exempt all the other foods, but you should make sure to at least have a kezias. Yeah, Talia.
What about at restaurants where they put out those bowls of tiny little pieces of bread that are stale?
Yeah.
I always wondered.
I never touch them because they're so stale. No, but okay.
I mean, maybe sometimes they're
I don't think that's a kezias. I think you would have to have more than that.
Ask
them for the fresh bread at the table. Then, but I think they're doing that.
If you're having bread at your table also as part of your meal,
then that's fine, right? But I think those little pieces wouldn't be enough because you got to have a kezias.
I think those are there just to make it easier to make a hamotzi.
To right wash there. And say hamotzi right there.
Yeah.
So if you're not having bread part of your meal at the restaurant, you shouldn't even.
Then you don't need to wash. Yeah. Right. Exactly. If you're not in the mood for bread, you don't have to wash. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Another question? Yeah.
I was trying to figure out a case where the bread would be not non-Kikar. So I do have two keys that have bread for the non-Kikar. One is a Yom Tov meal, where we always say, Ein Simcha Ela Basar V'Yayin.
Ah, but hold on.
Obviously, Ikar versus the bread.
But hold on. But no, because it's so good. And the Yom Tov meal, the Yom Tov meal, in addition to the meat, there's also a chiyuv to have bread.
Right.
So he actually says specifically over here, the Mishnah Berurah, that's why I'm interrupting you. Right. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, Im lo b'shabes v'yom tov, da'az mitzvah le'chol kizayis, pas chashav hu v'nasu hakol tefilim lo. So when you have the mitzvah in addition, then it would be considered
tough.
Okay,
example,
that's number two. Yeah.
Toda,
ooh,
where
yeah.
The carbon is obviously ikar versus the bread that comes with the carbon is tovet.
Right.
So, but I don't, that's not...
Right, I think objectively we consider the bread, even though obviously from the perspective of why you're bringing the korban, you would think that the meat is ikar, but objectively, and again, this objectively we consider the bread to be the ikar, and it goes back to this whole yesod that we've developed, right, which is that bread is not only like a satiating product, but it's also symbolic, right, because it's symbolic of the staple of man's diet. And therefore, it's considered the Suda food. Yeah. Yeah. Go.
Quiet, because that's got to be chat to everybody.
Okay.
I'm just thinking.
Wait, hold on. So let Avi go first. Yeah.
Back to the first question, but making another hamotzi if you're not sure. Is there ever a time where you would make another hamotzi, like we have with Yayin, right? You tell them eat this. Is there like another bread that might be more chashev, like a sourdough or something?
Right. So no. So hatova amitiv is limited to wine. And the reason why is because...
No, but I'm saying... Right, I got that.
Yeah, but there's no parallel hatov amitiv for breads. No.
So just
one hamotzi covers everything.
Do all the breads have to be on that table, or is if one's not on the table?
Like
if I forgot to make that hamotzi, right?
Right, and then you...
Say, oh, there's another one in the kitchen, let me grab that and make hamotzi on that one.
Yeah.
It's still full.
Right. So I guess it's another topic we should do at some point during the year. But when you said the hamotzi, you like had in mind that you didn't want to have that bread. Like you were kind of like excluding it from your das.
Right.
And then you said, oh, now I can't remember did I make hamotzi or not. So then, yeah, then you could take that bread and make hamotzi on it. Because then it wasn't included. Even if you did say the original hamotzi wasn't included.
Okay.
Yeah, good question. Okay, Asher Koach, everybody. Yeah, get a good night's sleep. Next week I have a wedding next Monday night. I can't, so I won't be able to be here. But we'll continue in 2 weeks, Bez Hashem. Okay.